Born and raised in Pine Hills, it's the community station, 98.5 The Wire.
Afternoon Jams, 98.5, hanging out in Eatonville. It's Founders Day here, and I ran into a correction officer, well, recruiter for the correction department here in Orange County. How you doing today, sir?
I'm excellent, sir. How you doing today?
All right, J. Miles. That sounds like an artist right there.
Yeah, I like that. Miles J.
You
doing?
Miles J. There you go. There you go. So you guys out here are looking for new staff, looking for some workers, looking for some people to work in the jail.
Yes, sir. Good people, good honest people, good people with good work ethics, and is looking for a rewarding career. That's been very great for, to me and a lot of officers I know.
So what's the criteria?
To be sponsored for our upcoming academy in January.
Okay.
19 years of age.
Okay.
A high school diploma, GED equivalent.
Okay.
U.S. citizen.
Okay.
No felony convictions.
All right.
And no misdemeanor convictions involving moral turpitude such as domestic violence.
Okay. Oh, so that's a pretty simple criteria then.
Yes, sir.
Is there like a test you got to take?
We have a standardized test that we have, a CJ Batch test that you take at the beginning, and we have a physical assessment test that you take before the process of the application goes forward.
Now, what's that physical assessment test like?
We require you to run a mile and a half in 18 minutes.
In 18 minutes? That's
yes,
it?
Sir. Yes, sir.
You can walk that.
Run and walk. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Require you to do 25 sit-ups in a minute.
Okay.
And 15 push-ups in a minute.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
So what's the starting pay for a correction officer?
Correction officers to be sponsored through the academy is $1,705.
Wow.
So that's a full sponsorship.
Okay.
And you get a raise upon completion of the academy.
Okay.
And upon completion of the state test.
So when you finally get in uniform, you're working in jail, how much you making in?
A little over $18 an hour.
Oh, wow.
Yes, sir.
That's good money.
Real good money.
How's the benefits?
Benefits are full benefits. You have full medical, dental, and eye. You will have life insurance, and we have other benefits as well that you could be a part of, such as Vanguard, investment plan, and our pension plan.
Wow. Do you see a lot of African Americans, a lot of blacks as correction officers?
Yes, sir. Well, we're very culturally diversified at our agency. We have we're about 51% female.
Okay.
So we have a lot of young ladies, men that takes this career seriously, and it's law enforcement. It's something that you got to want to do.
Right.
And if it's something you're interested in doing, and I tell guys all the time coming out of high school, if you're not sure about military, everybody's not college material.
Right.
You know, Orange County corrections, the correction fields get overlooked, but it's an up-and-coming field that retirement and benefits are second to none.
Wow. And for disclosure, Orlando, the OG here, I was a correction officer for 13 years in the state of Michigan from the age of 19 to age of 32. That was 1987 up to like 2001. I took that money that I made as a correction officer and started a radio station in Michigan. So I was able to save up. My 401k was good. When I left out of there, I was making about $45,000. And as a young man at 30 years old making $45,000 owning his own home that was given to him by his mom, it put me in a position to win.
Yes, sir.
So
yes, sir.
If you work hard and grind, work overtime, family, this is a great, great career to have. Now, it can be stressful. And how do you deal with the stress?
Well, I've learned over 27 years it's a job.
Mm-hmm.
You got to leave the job at the job.
Right.
I have other avenues that I'm able to de-stress myself. I love working out.
Okay.
I love to fish. And first and foremost, I have family.
That's good.
And family time is the best time. So I've just learned that it's a job. You do your job the best of your ability. And after X amount of years,
right,
you hope they're able to walk away the same way you came in.
Right.
With a nice chunk of change put to the side.
Right.
And a pension for life.
Now, how can they reach you? They listening like, hey, that sounds like a good job. What I need to sign up at?
I need you to go to www.bestjail.com.
Okay.
We have many employment opportunities on there. But if you're looking for sponsorship, our sponsorship will be available on our website up until August 18th. It'll be a non-cert posting. Feel free to apply and prepare yourself for our PAT test on September 3rd and 4th, physical ability test.
Sponsorship, can you explain that for us?
Sponsorship means that while you're attending academy, upon selection, you will be entitled to your rate of pay for just attending academy.
Okay.
Which is $1,705.
Okay.
And upon completion of academy and taking the state test, you get a raise benefit at that time.
Okay.
But it's a full sponsorship, no out-of-pocket expense, except for maybe sneakers, sweatpants and a t-shirt.
Wow, that's a good deal. So do everybody get sponsored or selected people?
It's selected people. It's based on the application process, the interview process.
Okay.
But you're able to pass our physical assessment test that increases your value to us.
Okay.
And the interview portion is basically passing the interview and having a clean background.
That's it. Wow. Thank you, Mr. Miles, J. Miles, for talking to us today. Promptly. I didn't prep you for anything. You just agreed to do this thing.
That's what we do.
One last thing. You're not underneath the sheriff now. Who runs the jail?
We're underneath the Board of County Commissioners.
Okay, County Commissioners.
We're like under the mayor.
So, oh, wow.
Yes, we're separate from Orange County Sheriff's Office. We have our own chief, our own deputy chiefs, our own management staff, supervisor ranks. So we have our own budget. So we're self-sustained.
Wow, not a political arm then.
No, sir.
Right.
I like to think that we are just based on our website, bestjail.com, we're second to none.
There you go, family. We hanging out in Eatonville for Founders Day. Going back to more music is Afternoon Jams.